bless you this morning. We exhort you. You are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace, O Lord. We honor you. We bow before you. You are God and you are God alone. You are God from beginning to the end. You are God of everything in between. Lord, we honor you. We worship your majesty. Lord, we lay our crown and we say you are God. You are God and there is no one beside you. We bless your name, Lord, for your loving kindness, for your love and for your mercy that are new every morning, that is new every day. Oh Lord, we honor you. For your grace that you are freely giving unto us, we honor you. For salvation, oh Lord, we bless your name. Thank you, righteous Father, we bow before you. And Lord, this morning, we ask, oh Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Father, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Wednesday, the 24th of September, 2025. I want you to bless the name of the Lord. Honor him for his mercy and for his kindness over you. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and declare over this day that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord. I declare that the Lord go before me and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, this day, I declare you will not abhor evil for me. In the name of Jesus, I declare any weapon that is programmed into you to stand against me is cancelled. In the name of Jesus, every evil word that is spoken into this day, I cancel you. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day the lines are falling onto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my portion in you this day is blessing. I declare in the name of Jesus, no evil will befall me. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord. I declare that all that is in you this day walk together in my favor. All that is you this day walk together for my blessing. In the name of Jesus, I raise the banner of the Lord over me. I declare this day that I am a land that is watered by God, and my life brings out its fruit in a season. I am fruitful. I bring out fruits in and out of season. In the name of Jesus, in the same land where everybody groan and complain, I sow in the same land and I reap in hundredfold, in thousands. In the name of Jesus, the Lord bless the works of my hand. In the name of Jesus, oh, I declare this day the lines are falling unto me in favorable portion. In the name of Jesus, my destiny is aligned on the path of favor. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord. I cancel every language of infirmity, language of sickness over this day. I cancel you. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the Lord frustrates the tokens of the diviners. The tokens of the enemy over me is frustrated. In the name of Jesus, my going out this day is secured with the blood of Jesus. I stand on the word of the Lord. I declare that the Lord established a glorious name for himself in my life. In the name of Jesus, I declare I am established in the goodness of the Lord. I am established in glorious things. For surely the goodness and the mercy of the Lord, the favor of the Lord is my portion, follows me all through the days of my life. In the name of Jesus, I raise the banner of the Lord over me. In the name of Jesus, as from today, I enjoy the constant flow of God's blessing. I enjoy the constant flow of favor. I enjoy the constant flow of God's grace. In the name of Jesus, I am not limited in my supply of help. The Lord send help unto me this season. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the hand of the Lord is upon me. The grace of the Lord is upon me. The Lord season my life with his grace. The mercy of the Lord speak for me today. In the name of Jesus, I declare that darkness has no place in me, even though darkness will cover the earth and gross darkness the people. As for me and my household, the Lord will arise upon me, and his glory, his grace, his blessing shall be seen upon me. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the Lord set my feet upon my high places. I am anointed of the Lord. The Lord anoints me with the oil of gladness. Oh, the Lord set my feet upon the high places of this day. I walk upon them in the name of Jesus. For I am favored and I am blessed in the name of Jesus. The hand of the Lord is upon my destiny. The hand of the Lord is upon my life in the name of Jesus. The Lord defeats every tokens of the evil one in the name of Jesus. Language of infirmity is defeated. in the name of Jesus. My journey today is secured. I go out today, for I am in peace with the stones of the feet, with the beast of the earth, in the name of Jesus. And nothing would by any means hurt me, for the Lord will give his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. Oh, not just that, but they will bear me up in their hands. I declare my going out and my coming in is secured by the blood of Jesus. I am blessed this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, I am excited to announce to you that by the grace of God, our program for this month is tomorrow, the last Thursday of this month. I am excited to announce to you that our program will be taking place tomorrow, 25th of September 2025, tomorrow Thursday by 12 noon. Oh, it's going to be a wonderful time in the presence of the Lord. The Lord is ready to pour out his grace upon you. He says he's going to pour out his grace upon us. He's going to pour out upon us the spirit of supplication and the spirit of grace. What is to come before the presence of the Lord? I want us to make it a date, make it a time to come before the Lord. The time for the program is 12 noon. We are starting on the dot of 12. It's going to be a wonderful time. I will be expecting you. Remember, the venue for the program is at Oluwadamilare Garden. The venue is inside Oluwadamilare Garden. Oluwadamilare Garden is beside National Open University. National Open University is right behind Tafo Arena, Ijokodo Junction, Songo Eleyele Road. The hand of the Lord are with you. The blessings of the Lord are with you. Plan, prepare, and pray to be part of this great move of the Lord. Remember, tomorrow by 12 noon, I will be happy to see you there. You are blessed in the name of Jesus. By the grace of God today, we are going to pray. You know, September is the season of prayer for us. Our theme for the month is from the book of Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 3. Call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. The Lord is calling us to different levels of answer. Call unto me and I will answer you and I will show you great. Answering you, that's a level. Showing you great as a level. Mighty things is another level. The Lord is leading us through the path of prayer this month of September. The hand of the Lord, the blessings of the Lord will be upon your life, will be upon your portion in the name of Jesus. You will come out of the year 2025 unscathed. You will come out of the year 2025 with testimonies in the name of Jesus. So by the grace of God, our prayer this morning is going to come out of the book of Lamentation chapter 3 verse 37. Who is he that seeth and it cometh to pass when the Lord commanded it not? I want you to pray. The scripture says, who is he that seeth? Who is he that speaks and it comes to pass? Who is he that declares and it stand when it is not from the mouth of the Lord? Who is he that is raising his head up as an authority over your life? Who is he that has been standing as a gatekeeper over your lineage and is speaking continually to speak, and the echoes of his voice is going through lineage? Oh, the Lord, stop them over your life today in the name of Jesus. You are going to pray. Evil words will not stand over my life in the name of Jesus. Evil declaration will not stand over my portion in the name of Jesus. I want you to declare, I carry to term the blessing that is pronounced upon me in the name of Jesus. Today, I stand on the word of the Lord. Evil words that is spoken concerning me, I cancel you in the name of Jesus. Every evil word that has been released, either intentionally or carelessly, by me or towards me, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. Oh, I blot you out today in the name of Jesus. Evil pronouncement, either it is released intentionally or released carelessly, either from me or towards me, either before me or as I am here presently, I declare that such word is cancelled over me. You will not stand in the name of Jesus. For the scripture has said it, that speak the word, it will not stand. It is not from the mouth of the Lord. It is not the Lord that commanded it. I stand on the word of the Lord. I speak to my day. I speak to my life. I speak to my portion. Evil word released on you, I cancel them. In the name of Jesus, evil words, I cancel you. In the name of Jesus, every word that proceed out of bitterness towards me, from me, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. You will not stand in the name of Jesus. You will not stand over my life. In the name of Jesus, I want you to pray that echoes of evil sound, echoes of evil word in my lineage, it stop over me. In the name of Jesus, every evil that has been speaking in my lineage, that the echo has been going around generations by generation, I stand on the word of the Lord. I stop the echoes of evil word. That word will not be repeated over me. It shall not be said of me that evil is repeated over me. It shall not be said of me that echoes of wickedness, echoes of evil words that is proceeding in my lineage, no longer. It is said that this shall not be said again concerning me, that our father has eaten the grape, and that we, that my state is set on edge. No, I will not carry the evil of my lineage. I stand upon the word of the Lord, and I declare by the blood of Jesus, echoes of evil sound, echoes of evil word is stopped over me. In the name of Jesus, I will not bear the sound of wickedness. I will not take part in the vengeance of evil that is pronounced in my lineage. In the name of Jesus, oh, who is he that stands as a gatekeeper in my lineage and is pronouncing evil over my life? You will not stand. I stop your voice in the name of Jesus. Oh, I stop your voice in the name of Jesus. The echoes of evil stops over me. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the blood of Jesus and I stop you right now. In the name of Jesus, evil will not be pronounced on me. In the name of Jesus, I want you to pray. Oh, as you are listening to me, you know that this is happening. You are beginning to see the evidence in your lineage. Oh, declare by the word of the Lord, evil word is cancelled. In the name of Jesus, every evil word that has been established in my lineage, that is manifesting in generation over me, you are cancelled. In the name of Jesus, I stop your work over me. The scripture says, who is he that speak when it is not from the mouth of God? Who is he that speak and it comes to pass when the Lord has not commanded it? You are not from the mouth of the Lord. And it is said that any tree that is not planted by my father will be rooted out. Every word that has turned itself to a tree that is growing and wants to bear fruit over me, I pull you out today from the root in the name of Jesus. I lay the axe of fire on your root and I cut you off. I root you off and I declare that you will not be fruitful over me. You will not be fruitful over my life in the name of Jesus. Every proceed of evil word, evil sound, proceed of evil echo over me, I cancel you. I stop your manifestation. You will not manifest over my life in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray, declare by the word of the Lord, evil words, evil events, evil words that has been designed as a pattern, you will not be executed over me. In the name of Jesus, I cancel evil pronouncement over my life. In the name of Jesus, I cancel evil prophecy. You will not stand. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord today, evil words that is born out of divination, I stand against you. I cancel you in the name of Jesus. You are not from the mouth of the Lord. You will not stand. You will not stand over my life in the name of Jesus. I'm going to stop here because of time and space. I want you to take time, listen over and over, and flow in the spirit of prayer. Stand against evil words, words that has been planted into time, words that is waiting for a time to come up. Cancel them by the fire of Holy Ghost. Cancel them. Render them useless over you, over your life in the name of Jesus. I pray for you today in the name of Jesus. Evil word that has been rendered over you, that has been spoken to you, spoken concerning your life, evil word that is released either intentionally or carelessly, they are cancelled over your life. Echoes of wicked sound, echoes of evil sound that is being echoed in your lineage through generation, it stops over over you in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. As you go today, I release the sound of grace. I release the word of grace over you. I release the words of blessing. You are blessed in Jesus' name. The Lord establish you in his presence. You are planted in the presence of the Lord. You are planted in the court of the Lord Jesus Christ. You are a garden that is watered by the Lord. You bear your fruit daily. You bear your fruit in and out of season. For you are the remnant of the Lord. You are planted in the garden of the Lord. Your roots grow downward and you bear fruit upward in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. Your going out is blessed in Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. Beloved, remember, the coming of the Lord Jesus is drawing near. Let me tell you, beloved, note this, that it is important for you, as you are being reminded of his coming, I want you to take to heart that you must have a relationship with the Father. Not just that you will focus on the event, but you will forget your preparation for the event. Don't just be like a bride that her focus is on the wedding, but you're not preparing for the home. Prepare yourself for the coming of the Lord Jesus. The Lord is coming. Walk according to his word. You cannot do it yourself. Ask for the grace of the Lord to see you through. You are blessed as you go today in Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. Thank you and God bless you. Have a blessed day.